KFRP presents Community Issues, an in-depth look at Coalinga and vicinity. And now here is your host, Harry O.
We have guests from Self-Help Enterprises, Inc. I'd like to welcome Andrea Barnier and Juan Jaime to the program. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you as well. We're pleased to be here.
What is Self-Help Enterprises, and is it active only in the region, Coalinga, Avenal, etc.?
No, Self-Help Enterprises is a nonprofit organization located here in the central San Joaquin Valley since 1965. Our mission is to assist our lower-income residents with the housing needs. So we are not just limited to Avenal or Coalinga area. We administer the programs in 8 county-wide.
Would that include, let's say, Kern County, Bakersfield, et cetera?
Correct.
Andrea, as Housing Rehabilitation Manager, Self-Help Enterprises, talk about your rehabilitation program and its effect on the community.
Okay. The Housing Rehabilitation Program provides low-income homeowners with assistance in repairing their homes. All loans have a 0% interest rate, and there are no payments. Health and safety repairs typically include roofing, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling, foundation, windows, and handicap accessible modifications. And the effect that this has on a community, it actually brings homes up to code, brings them up to standard. It improves property values. It strengthens communities by making them feel safer, as well as obviously helping the individual homeowner.
How long has that program been in place in Coalinga, Avenal, Huron?
It varies from community to community. Our actual partnership with each of those cities and our cities and counties throughout the San Joaquin Valley.
Sure.
In Coalinga, I believe that we have partnered with them for maybe about 10 years.
I see.
And in Avenal, I want to say it's maybe 10 to 15.
You mentioned the benefits to the homeowner for participating in the program. Is the word out sufficiently in your mind to ensure that eligible people can get involved in housing rehabilitation?
We are always looking for more ways to get the word out. For a long time, we were able to run the programs with just word of mouth in each of these communities. But with changing times, we definitely are looking for other ways. We are currently using the internet. We have Facebook posts that go out regularly. We do local marketing by putting it in various community centers. At City Hall, we always have brochures available. We hold community meetings and send out postcards citywide. We try several things, but we're always looking for ways to get the word out.
From start to finish, how long does the process of signing up take? In other words, from, let's say, picking up a form to actually having the project begun?
It varies. The eligibility requirements, depending on each household, The requirements are the same, but depending on the household makeup, it could be different for each family. For example, a household of one who's on Social Security is probably going to complete the process faster than a household of 10, as an example.
Sure. What are some of the improvements? I think you mentioned roofing, but what are the major improvements that are undertaken?
Major improvements include things like roofing, like you said, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling, foundation issues, windows, and handicap accessible modifications.
How involved is the government, municipal government, or for that matter, even county government? Do you work with government agencies?
We definitely work with government agencies. Self-Help Enterprises actually partners with the city of Avenal, the city of Coalinga, to provide these programs. They are actually the City of Avenel and Coalinga's programs themselves that Self-Help Enterprises administers for them.
And for those in need, if I can coin a phrase, what's the best phone number to call?
For housing rehabilitation, the best number to call is going to be 802-1621 so that they can speak with Melissa Valdez, who is the loan processor in charge of housing rehabilitation.
Juan Jaime is the first-time home buyer manager, Self-Help Enterprises. Juan, what are the functions within your department?
Well, similar to the rehabilitation program, we administer the program on behalf of the City of Coalinga, so the funds and the lender will be the City of Coalinga. We are able to assist our lower-income residents that are looking to realize the American dream and purchase their home within the city limits of Coalinga by means of providing a second mortgage, no payments, no interest loan, for income-eligible households. And once again, these funds and the lenders are the City of Coalinga.
You mentioned no interest. That is unusual. Is there jeopardy for the lender? Who is the lender?
No, it's actually a benefit to them because they're able to assist families who are otherwise not available or not able to purchase
sure.
their home on their own, or a sustainable homeownership. So in partnership with the City of Coalinga, sustainability is our goal. And this is how we're able to do so, by providing a second mortgage, no payment, no interest loan to someone that's purchasing their home within their community. So for example, if someone was looking to purchase a home in the city limits of Coalinga that otherwise cannot afford to do so at the moment, possibly the payments are too high,
sure.
or possibly the sales price of the homes are too high, with this gap assistance, they're able to purchase that home at an affordable level, so they're able to sustain the home, the payments.
These deals are for established residents of the community. Is it possible that someone living in Fresno would apply to get into your program locally in Coalinga, Avenal, etc.?
That is an excellent question. No, it's not limited to only Coalinga residents or Avenal residents. Anyone that's looking to purchase a home in those communities that are household income eligible can do so.
And again, what kind of success have you had in spreading the word and having applicants?
We do exactly the same with the rehabilitation. Actually, whenever we do markets, we do fairs, we promote all our programs across the board. Here in our office in Visalia, we just had about 50 lenders and realtors in those communities that we work with that came to learn more about our programs, how do they apply, how does it benefit their borrowers, but overall, how it benefits the community. By doing these programs, it lowers the risk of foreclosures. So it helps sustain the communities itself. And the amount of assistance is very generous from the City of Coalinga. It's up to 49% of the total indebtedness, which means all the loans or liens on the property.
Sure.
Just to give you a rough estimate, the maximum assistance right now is 49% of the sales price of the home. So almost half of the price of the home. Can the city assist you with the second mortgage?
And how can residents apply to get involved in these local programs?
We always recommend they start with our homeownership counseling and education program.
Okay.
We are also a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And by doing so, not only will it assist and equip our families with the tools necessary to sustain the homeownership, but it will also educate them on what type of loans they should be looking into, comparing, and that way they don't get caught up in a bad loan. But that's the first step that we recommend. And then they can secure financing with any mortgage company, bank, credit union. Once they get that situated and they qualify for a first mortgage, but they just need a little bit additional down payment or closing cost assistance, that's when their lender will apply on their behalf with Self-Help Enterprises.
Are there advantages to home ownership that the average individual wouldn't be aware of? It would be surprising for them to find out.
Well, many times homeownership has been out of reach for many, either because they don't have the down payment saved, they don't have the closing cost saved, or honestly, the payments are just too high for them. So once they start the process and they find out that there is another 49% of a second mortgage with no payments, no interest available to them, some families could actually purchase a home and their housing expense will not go up. They're already making the rent payments, but now they're homeowners.
The website for Self-Help Enterprises is selfhelpenterprises.org. Is it a nonprofit organization and who supports it?
We are a nonprofit organization, and obviously we're supported by grants, donations from other agencies, banks, credit unions, as well as the city of Kalinga and Avenel and other of our partners. But we are a nonprofit organization.
And as far as getting in touch to start the ball rolling, is there a best phone number to get in touch with either the housing rehabilitation program or first time home buyer program?
Yes, I will start with, first of all, for home ownership counseling and education, someone's looking to see what steps, what do I need to do to qualify, how can I clear up credit, do I have any collections or liens.
Sure.
They could start off with the home ownership counseling and education program, and the direct number is area code 559-802-1672. For further information regarding our home buyers assistance programs, not just in Avenel or Kalinga,
Sure.
but in some of the other areas, they may contact area code 559-802-1649 for Melissa Looney, and I'll have Andrea give you the direct numbers for the rehabilitation program.
Excellent.
Yes, for housing rehabilitation, that direct line is 802-1621 for Melissa Valdez.
Andrea Barnier, Juan Jaime, thank you so much for your service to the community. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
The views expressed on community issues do not necessarily reflect those of KFRP or its management or staff.
It's impossible to imagine California without citrus. It's a part of our history and landscape. I'm Kevin Severance, a second-generation citrus grower. A plant disease called Wong-Long-Bing, or HLB, has been detected in California. It's been called the death sentence for citrus and will kill the citrus trees in my groves, at my home, and in your yard, unless together we fight back. Here's what you can do. Inspect your trees monthly for signs of HLB or the Asian citrus psyllid, which is the insect that can spread the disease, and report suspicious findings to the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Allow agriculture officials to inspect your citrus trees for the pest and HLB, and do not move citrus plants or plant material off your property because you could unknowingly transport the pest or disease. Together, we can save California citrus. Learn how to identify HLB and the Asian citrus psyllid at californiacitrusthreat.org and call 1-800-491-1899 to report possible signs of the insect or disease.
Weddings mark exciting change for newlyweds. While the happy couple works out the details, Social Security wants them to remember one detail that's extremely important, and that's the record Social Security keeps of their life's earnings. Weddings usually mean a name change is in order, and one task the happy couple should have on their to-do list is to contact Social Security and their employers. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. That way, Social Security can keep track of your earnings history as you go about living your wonderful new life. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number and find out what specific documents you need to apply for a replacement card. While you're at our website, open your free My Social Security account at www.socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. Then you can join the millions who can regularly check the information in their personal records.
California is experiencing one of the worst droughts in state history. That's why the governor has asked everyone to cut their water use by 20%. It's easy to save. Fix broken sprinklers. Take shorter showers. Visit saveourh2o.org for more water conservation ideas.